This is KVUNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, August 31st. I'm Gavin Dahl. On Friday, the number of Coloradans hospitalized with COVID-19 reached its highest level since January. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said 705 people were in the hospital, up from 263 on July 12th. The Colorado Sun reports coronavirus cases have been spiking in Colorado as the Delta variant spreads across the state. Officials say about 99% of all new cases are caused by the Delta variant, thought to be as contagious as chickenpox. A Marine whose mother lives in Montrose was among 13 U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan on August 26th. The Montrose Press reports 20-year-old Lance Corporal Riley McCollum of Jackson, Wyoming, and his wife were preparing to welcome their first child. Governor Jared Polis on Friday ordered flags lowered to half-staff to honor the fallen. Last night, a candlelight vigil at Main and Townsend in Montrose honored them and Riley's mother, Kathy McCollum. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold filed a lawsuit yesterday to remove Tina Peters, the elected clerk of Mesa County, from her role overseeing elections because she's under criminal investigation for allegedly allowing a security breach of election equipment. Griswold can unilaterally require supervision of county elections, as she did in Mesa County earlier this month, but needs a judge's order before taking the additional step of preventing the county clerk from overseeing elections. The Denver Post reports yesterday's lawsuit is the latest fallout from an alleged security breach at Mesa County's election office. Griswold seeks to appoint respected election administrator Wayne Williams, her own Republican predecessor at the Secretary of State's office, as Mesa County's top election official for the November elections, and to give Sheila Reiner, Republican predecessor of Peters, the position of election supervisor. A planned timber sale near the Grand Mesa Skyway Trail system will allow logging trucks to drive on a main ski trail through late December. The Grand Mesa Nordic Council, which has had a permit with the Grand Mesa Uncompahgre and Gunnison National Forest for recreational use of about 30 miles of trails since 1990, objects to the timing of the sale. The Colorado Sun reports December is a key time to prepare cross-country ski tracks for the season. The group's agreement with the Forest Service precludes any motorized use of the trails from November 15th to April 15th. The Nordic Council has retained an attorney and plans to meet with the Forest Service this Friday. The trees in the trail area have not been cut in about 40 years. Forest Service District Ranger Bill Edwards is defending the sale, saying the plan is to aggressively harvest forests on the mesa to prevent fires and beetle kill. The Nordic Council supports that goal, but faces the possibility of losing access to permitted activities for the next five seasons. The housing market in mountain communities has never been tighter. People flocked to mountain towns during the pandemic, even as resorts shut down. Seasonal workers are being forced to move to different communities because they can't afford rent, causing labor shortages for local businesses. The Colorado Sun reports several high country communities are shown by the census to have half or more of their homes vacant. For example, 71% of homes in Hinsdale County stand empty most of the year. Properties are owned by part-time residents with second homes, vacation rentals, and investment properties. In Summit County, the number is close to 60%, and yet the number of new homes planned keeps rising. And Representative Lauren Boebert has a primary challenger for her reelection campaign in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Marina Zimmerman of Arbolis is a conservative Republican with some moderate leanings. For example, the Colorado Sun reports Zimmerman supports universal background checks for gun buyers. She voted for President Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election and believes elections are fair and accurate. She has never been a supporter of former President Donald Trump and is vaccinated against the coronavirus. Zimmerman told the Sun that our country has lost honesty and integrity in the last 4 years. The Department of Energy is launching a new research lab in Colorado. As KUNC's Alex Hager reports, scientists will collect data on water to build a better understanding of drought.
New equipment in Crested Butte and nearby Gothic will gather data on a wide range of climate factors. Dan Feldman is the principal investigator with the project. He says this lab will help answer questions like why precipitation varies and why snow sometimes evaporates without melting.
These are questions that have been thorny for a long time for the scientific community. And by bringing all of these measurements together at the same time, we have an opportunity to look at these problems from a bunch of different angles.
Feldman says the lab is important because of acute drought throughout the region. Understanding of how water behaves in the mountains is limited, even though much of the Colorado River's water starts as snow and rain at high altitude. I'm Alex Hager.
The Delta Library is facing a move into the long-defunct City Market building in Delta that has changed hands from the city to the school district and is now being purchased by Delta County. A working group met last week to talk through some functional issues with the building. Kate Redmond brings us this report.
Last week, the Library Working Group met with the Board of County Commissioners to tackle details associated with the Delta Library vacating the historic Carnegie Library building and moving to the old City Market that the commissioners have bid on. Library District Director LaDonna Gunn had critiques of the initial draft of the floor plan presented by Commissioner Don Supas.
Several things from Don's original drawings that he shared with us last time. What I've done is completed a list of some of the building needs, and there are a couple of things. The community meeting room, first of all, we need it to be after hours access. So his current design is not appropriate for that. We are a HISET testing center, and that has certain recommendations and requirements from HISET. In other words, we have to have a room that is locked, and it has to be large enough to accommodate what we currently have, which means we can accommodate up to three testers at a time, plus the proctor. So at least it needs to be 225 square feet locked, where she also keeps the paper test. And so those materials have to be locked.
On August 8th, in an interview with me, Commissioner Supas said that the library move idea was generated by the Delta County Library, who were outgrowing the Carnegie building. But I learned from a library board member and also during this meeting that what the library requested at that time was not a move, but rather a renovation.
In 2019, when we approached the city initially, we came to the table with construction documents from the State Historical Fund. The current use of the library building, we were gutting parts of the inside of the Carnegie to increase especially community room use, especially creating a larger children's area, a larger teens area. And so the 12,000 square feet is not adequate for us future growth. Our Delta Library service area population is 15,200. With that population, basically we need at least that 15,000 square feet just to serve our current population. Where we are right now as far as library district is concerned is when the city did not help us in 2019, that ship has sailed. But if we're going to look at a new building, we were willing in 2019 to work with the Carnegie at 12,500 square feet because that was the building that we were in. We were going to do a lot of changing on the interior to make it work. But if we're going to move into a new building, it would be nice to even have an adequate space just to deal with our current population prior to even getting into what may be forecasted as future growth.
The current proposal is to have the sheriff's dispatch and administrative offices move into the historic Carnegie Library building. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.